This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to WC. If you just joined us, this music of Davido, the song was called Dodo. Alright, the first guest for the year and the first guest for the day, his name is Slicka. I think one of the founding members of Squatter Camp. He's here with us today to basically just hang out with us. Look out for more guests coming through on the show later on. Junior is still here on keys. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I have you. Welcome, Slicka.
Thank you for inviting me.
Listen, there's so much we need to get to in as far as you, because you do so much. You've got your hands on so many things. One of them at the moment, it seems like your focus is on the website.
Yeah.
It's Slicka Online.
Yeah, on life.
Okay, on life.
Yes.
Okay, cool stuff. Now, the idea behind that, what was the aim of this? What's the objective of the website?
I just felt that there wasn't a gap for like artists to really express themselves, you know, as an artist. I think that all the platforms, or the traditional platforms, were all built with not the artist in mind, you know. If you think about every institution, it was built for political reasons, you know. So we at a point now where we gotta like start creating things for what we love, you know. The biggest traditional platforms, they were all built to drive propaganda and political issues. So right now, you know, we gotta build a platform that speaks to young people, you know, built for the young people, built for how young people wanna consume music, you know. It's a new world, you know what I mean? It's just 2000 and whatever it is, man. Everything else was built in 19 and whatever it was, man. So we gotta start living in 2000, whatever it is.
Alright, now are you generating revenue with the website?
Yeah, we're definitely doing that. It's I really started trading like from February, commercially last year, February. And we're fortunate enough to be trading. I mean, I live off of it. It's what I do full time.
So what kind of business do you have in place at the moment? What kind of interest are you seeing?
As in like what the type of people that are on my platform?
Yeah, the type of businesses that sort of advertise.
It's a lot of the media buying agencies, yeah. You know, a lot of guys who are targeting like and young people, you know. We as a site, we're not a hybrid site. We're totally saying that. When I say hybrid, we don't focus on gossip, on sports, on this. Yeah. We like straight music. It's music loving. If you want to be speaking to the music loving market, we got almost 180,000 people that come to the site monthly. At our best, you know, at our worst, we're probably saying we're sitting at anything from 130,000 to 140,000 unique visitors a month. So, you know, if you're interested in music loving people, the urban music loving market, yo, our platform is right there. We open and we're growing. We got some huge plans this year also.
Now, I like to get the annoying questions out of the way so we can enjoy the interview. Let's obviously talk about Squatter Camp.
Yes, sir.
Those were the years for you. That's when, not necessarily when it began. I suppose you started prior to that, but that's the project that we all are familiar with.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of that happening again?
There's talks internally, meaning with all of us in the group, in our WhatsApp group. There's talks and there's back and forth and there's just meetings. So nothing's confirmed yet, you know, I mean. You know, the want to make an album is great, but it's the work behind it, you know, that actually that needs to be done. So we'll see, you know, we'll see.
And then there's obviously your career as a rapper as well, which was controversial in many instances. Are we going to be, don't you find that, especially with the advent of so much presence, particularly of hip hop at the moment throughout the continent, isn't there temptation for you to just get behind the mic and jump on one of the remixes?
Man, you know, I can't tell you how many times I write, you know, how many times I threaten I'm going to the studio, how many times I ask for beats and then I write and I just never get to do it. And for me, I'm happy that I'm hungry to do it. Yeah. It's just time, you know, but I had to make a decision when I built the website, I said, do I either build an individual,
yeah,
continue building an individual, which is me,
yeah,
or do I either build an industry, you know, which is all the up and coming guys that are coming through, you know. I'm not as big as the biggest platforms, but you know, we are adding our value. So you gotta decide whether are you adding value for everyone or are you just only considering yourself. And I think it pays off more. I feel better helping. I feel nice to know that, like, I was totally important and relevant in my time during Squatter Camp, but like I'm totally relevant and important to the new generation because of what I know and the things that they call me up to, the advice, blah blah. So you know, it's just great to be in a space of what you love, to still do it, but like be seen in a different kind of sort of eye, you know what I mean? I think that's the best thing about it all, is just doing what you love, you know.
But one of the things we do on the show here is we do a lot of freestyling.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to have Slinker here, who paved the way for a lot of the young cats that we see today, and not have him bless us with a four-minute verse.
What? Are you gonna at least play me an instrumental?
Look, I'll play you an instrumental. In fact, yeah, when we come back, we do that. Stand by.
I had to
take you back. So are you happy with it?
Yeah, let me try.
Okay, cool. So here we go, Slinker. How long has it been since you did this?
I don't know.
Only we can pull this off, baby. So
let's go.
It's on radio. Let's go.
What's the deal? You know, Cliff Central with O'Neill. I just spit it because I can, man. What you say? I know you feel it. If you don't feel it, what's the deal? Okay, it's no deal then. You know how it is, man. Reality. I come with the flow. That's nice. They slow. They move. Ah, wait a minute. Let me rewind that. Rewind that. Blow up your mind, man. I'll be like a surprise, like a blind date. You shouldn't have came. You know what it is, man. I never expire. I'm like that milk that's like ever, ever fresh. Come on. You know, Slick drops the mic. Phone and he comes back in the zone after 10 years, and you say, damn, Slick still got them skill. I like, of course, man, this is how I kill these kids. You know, they shouldn't mess with me, they shouldn't try to give a word birth, cause I give it a birth pill. I got no chill. Okay, man, you know I got more chill. You got more chill than a refrigerator. Come on, man, I'll be back like a Terminator. Is this the freestyle for the hell of it? I run for the 8 mile. Nah, I'm just joking, we be on 8 kilometers. Me, I jump on the track and feature with the Wu-Tang bomb atomically. Come on, man, you know I get coins like I was Sonic the Hedgehog. You know how it is, man, don't mess with me. Get on the site, just log on Slinker on Life, cause you know we got a blog, and you know how I do it all the time. We could record this and make a vlog, call that a video log. Hey, man, I'm just playing with the internet word. You know how I set it up when it's time to get it up. Spit it for the hell of it. I do it cause I'm hotter than the summer when this past season. You know how it is, man, I got rappers broke like it's January every month. This style is so hot. I keep kicking it like this, smoke him like a blunt. You get smoke, plus I got my young kid behind me. His name is called Noah. He's on the iPhone trying to play games, downloading, killing my data. What can I do, man? That's what happens when you a data. a father. Okay, I do it for the love of it. You know how it is, man. Get more yellow bones in Pac-Man. I'm just playing, you know how it is. I just saw the yellow on Clip Central. It's off the mental, nothing is written, it's just a freestyle, man. I know some of y'all came with styles that were bitten, but wow. I'm liver than live television. This is a broadcast that's online, so get off your microphone cause I'm on time as if I was wearing a watch. Come on, man, how I get into this? I'm so nice, I don't even know where these words come from. It's like divine intervention. You know this microphone is my section. Oh, is this the resurrection of the Phantom Slinker? Where he been? He should have been dropping the mic, but I've been silent like Mr. Bean. Okay, the rap fiend, you can't mess with me. See me on your TV screen and on your radio. I know I hit the ratio. They say this homeboy is too hot, man. I got more fitness than a planet in a gym, man. How you gonna battle me? Your lines are too trim, man. Slim, man. I'm fat, man. Whether I'm like this, man. I tell you that you gonna need a Batman, cause I rob chicks like Rob Bands, chick, man. I'm just
just playing with the flow, man. Yo, y'all, I should be getting on this mic, killing a rapper all the time. Right on the mic, climbing a mountain as if it was a hike. I don't give a damn if you give me a Facebook like. I never liked you anyway, so you better dislike. I'm just doing it for the hell of it, man. Hey, yo, you thought I couldn't do this? Psych.
Oh, yeah. That was sick, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in my time.
No, what do you mean in your time, dude? Cut the modesty. You brought the heat. That's slicker, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a message that just came in. There's a question that says, what is comment on how local rappers carry themselves, claiming that they are the best? I don't know if you want to answer the last one. It says, and what is thought on Bonang's current relationship? I don't know the relevance of that, but
yeah, you know,
look, you decide if you want to answer.
I think hip hop is a game of competition. You know, you can't walk in here. It's not like R&B. You know, you don't come in like
shiny suit.
Yeah, like you know R&B guys compete about the best lovers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Rap is about like it's almost like supposedly like that sport where like it's words. It's about like your delivery. Can you make songs? So it's competitive. You know, it's not a humble sport.
Okay, right.
And yeah, you know, and I mean, I'm cool with Bonang. I'm cool with AKA. You know, I mean, this is life. Life moves on. People got to do what they do. You know what I mean? I got my life here. I got my son. You know, I'm in my own relationship. So, you know, for me, people will always live their lives. You know, I just wish everybody happy because I know both of them personally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I just wish they happy.
You didn't realize you just confirmed that AKA and Bonang are seeing one another.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I'm just speaking based on what I saw on Instagram, you know, so, and what I heard on Instagram, but I can't confirm like I know.
That's
anything.
Interesting because on Instagram we saw an ass.
Well, listen, I mean...
And who better to know that ass than Slick?
Listen, I'll tell you what I knew, though, you know.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Do you recognize that ass, Slick?
No, I can't speak for that, you know, because all I know is that I'll something less... I mean, I saw the video and I heard Bonang's voice on one of the videos, so I know Bonang's mannerisms, so, you know.
Okay, all right. So
it ain't like
go.
I'm exposing anything that
so
people don't already
go.
Know,
think,
you know?
I think that's
you
it.
Know? You know?
I think that's it. So
but they could be on holiday. They could have bumped into each other there. Yeah.
It's probably just a coincidence,
you know?
Isn't it?
And they were like, "Yo, you're here? Let's just book. Let's save money and just
book
the same hotel.
Take a picture
hotel.
Of my ass and then post it. Let's just play with them. We're hanging out with Slicker. When we come back, I've got a surprise song for him. In fact, a very controversial title as well. So we'll talk about that on the other side of this.
We better than that.
Now in the struggle, they used to
burn traitors. I guess that's how they could separate us. Nowadays it's money and political favors. Politicians wanna be celebs and famous. Celebs wanna be politician by faces. I guess our society has gone pretentious. And when you talk the truth, they say that you're envious. I'ma be blatant, cause now this is strenuous. Media underminers, they even offend us. Radio don't play us, so they don't recommend us. Journalists with scandals to misrepresent us. Meanwhile, they build the companies of the oppressive. For minimum wages, they make us look lesser. So who should the kids look up to? America? Of course, our heroes are downplayed by editors. So why have them white people when we can credit us? For my own lack of progression that we bring to us. And we think that we progressive, but we're delusional. Cause these blacks are fools, they just wanna be fresh and they wanna be cool. Give them a little money and they think they rule. But I hope we, but I hope we, but I hope we, but I hope we better than that. We better than that. We better than that. That, 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 that. We better than that. We better than that. We better than that.
We show up for BMWs and VWs, but doesn't it trouble you that they don't consider you in their marketing strategy? That's my view. But they know that you have a fashion IQ. Chances they don't even like you, but they know that you're gonna make their brand cool. Cause we're so materialistic, we're such fools. They don't even give a fuck to the same hood, spending money on extravagant foreign goods. Gucci, Versace, Louis, we're advertising so much you think we get lurid. And supporting our own is such a duty. That's why we don't own nothing. Cause we think of ourselves as nothing. Black people always be job hunting. It's be the only way to be something. Fuck, cause these blacks are fools. They just wanna be fresh and they wanna be cool. Give them a little money and they think they rule. But I hope we, but I hope we.
So let me confirm this. This song was called Blacks Are Fools.
Yeah.
Did you get flagged for this when it came out?
Yeah, I got banned, you know.
Was it social media?
I got banned on radio, you know.
What was the bone of contention? What was the problem at the time?
I mean, it's not even a problem at the time. It's a problem of the time. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a simple thing, man. I felt that, you know, the biggest challenge for say, black South Africans versus us, like, hogging Twitter with retweets and hogging the negativity and all that. The biggest challenge is for us to say, what are we doing?
Here's what's interesting. When you're obviously very somebody who's all about social consciousness. That's something that's very obvious about you. When I listen to some of the content in the song, and I listen to everything else that the likes of Tupac have done and whatnot, isn't it funny how some of these issues were brought up 30 years ago, but we are dealing with the situation on the ground today? What do you make of that? The fact that, when did you put the song out?
Like 3 years ago, so.
3 years ago, but look at what's happening right now.
Well, let me just tell you. Let me tell you an unfortunate thing about black South Africa and black people. Ain't nothing gonna happen except retweets. You know, okay. I see them things that happened with Penny Sparrow. Ain't nothing gonna happen except trending. You know who's gonna be cool? Twitter and social media and all those guys owns the platforms. So that's all that we do.
Okay.
Now I got a thing that I've started on my site called I've got an online store. It's called Save Ourselves by Schooling Ourselves. So you literally can donate anything from 10 rand to 500 rand, 10, 20, 30 rand. It's on my site. I bought advertising on Instagram, and I think the post was liked almost 1,000 times, and I think 2 or 3 people donated.
So what do you want to see happening as opposed to the retweets?
You know what? There's a perception that like whether you talk land, you know, there's a perception that land should go to who, but it's not about land. It's about the work behind that land. You know, when I give you that land, what you gonna do with it? If you don't have that land, but you've got yourselves in your hoods, in your townships, where there's 2 millions, and some of y'all have got jobs, but y'all still aren't going to put money back into your own, but you're rushing to the north, you're rushing to everywhere else to spend money, you're rushing to spend money. What are you've got, you know, like, even if you're earning 10,000, bruh, and like you just drop like 10 rand to buy bread from someone who started a bread company.
Yeah.
You ain't rushing for that. So my thing is that, you know, this whole thing of the challenge with black people, they think that, at least, well, I'm speaking like I'm not one of them, but the challenge with black people, I just think that there's a thinking with our people that, like, when we get given things, it's going to be aight.
Okay.
But, like, the reality is people fear people who go and do things themselves. That's why people will always call us names and then we'll always trend. But I'm just using my own thing, you know?
Let me ask you this then. Why is there such an uprising, though, when we see something distasteful as what we've seen on social media? There seems to be an uprising that sort of snowballs into a mini revolution only for a short period of time, and then we'll move on to the next thing. I think, in a way, it's good enough that people are rising up against it, but...
But let me tell you something. It's easy to say, to go, I don't like this.
Yeah.
It's difficult to say, I don't like this, but I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
And that is the reaction of, that's why black people aren't a threat to anybody in the world, because they're just going to not like it.
Except when especially to supermarkets.
Especially like South African black. South African black people are not a threat to anyone in the world, to any economy, because you know what? They just don't like it. Like, you know, I read like whether Malcolm X went, yeah, you know, it like if you go to Asia, there's an Asian store. If you go to Jewish, there's a Jewish store. If you go to a black store, there's every other store. You know why? Because even when you had one of your own stores, y'all never went into your own stores. But y'all gonna be quick to uprise when someone from the other guys who other races who build this store go, you guys are baboons. You guys are gonna be so quick and make that the biggest thing ever. But the question is, what are you doing? Are you still waiting for the government? Come on.
All right,
man.
Very strong views coming through from Slicker.
No, it's you know what the reality is, let me tell you. I'm just gonna say this straight, you know? If black people ever wanna move forward, if black people ever want to be a part of the economy, if black people ever want to be leaders in the economy, they need to start realizing that it's not just asking. It's not just retweeting. And it's not just, you don't have to go attack anybody. Mm-hmm. Y'all can do it together if y'all come together with your little money. You know, I'm saying, like, I've got 170,000 people that follow me on Twitter. I've got like 16,000 on Instagram. I've got another 50,000. It's like 200. So if that community of people mm-hmm. just drop like 10 rand, and then we said, okay, since education is not free, if they just drop 10 rand on my thing. And then you know what happens? Boston matches whatever amount of money I raise. If we did that every month, you know how many kids we'd be taking to school? And if we took all those kids to school, you know how much do we have a say in what the in our kids? So now when we start talking about employment opportunities and all these private companies that are not employing us, then we go, yo, we were the ones that actually helped those kids. Why aren't those kids working anymore? Then we feel like we definitely have to have a say in employment, because we were involved in plowing those kids just by you putting 10 rand, and by the end of the year it's 120 rand. In 20 years, 15 years, you already feel like you're a part of, but there's a disconnect with us as black people in anything that this country also has economically. And that's the problem. There's a disconnect because we haven't built it ourselves.
Okay. All right. Slicker, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's real out there. You know what I mean? You know?
This man is heated. We continue to hang out with them. We're going to get into some more freestyling, by the way. We've got one more guest who just joined us, and he will sing for us as well. He's late as well.
You listen to only alone, Cliff Central. No other place to be.
No other place to be.
Only alone, Cliff Central. O to the C. You listen to only alone, Cliff Central. No other place to be.
You listen to only alone, Cliff Central.
You're not here. What we have is set from above. It's not natural.
feel so cold in my bed that you're not here.
Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. No other place to be.
No other place to be.
O'Neill on Cliff Central.
To a meal on Cliff Central. Ooh. How can I live without you, oh baby?
Woo! And how are you gonna make me sing on the air like that?
It's 2016. We haven't heard from you.
Lost without you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome in 2016 Brian Temba. We just played a brand new song from you, Lost Without You.
Yes, sir.
From an album titled The Back to the Basics.
Yeah.
There's obviously meaning behind that title.
Definitely.
What is it?
I mean, you can hear the song. It has a touch of old school harmonies and everything, and it's just simple.
What happened? What triggered this?
You know what? Music triggered it. I didn't even think about it. I was just at home, sitting on the studio. I just, you know, I did the track a long time ago. And
yeah.
One day, I was just sitting there and just trying to fix something actually on the track.
Mm.
And something just came in. And then I just recorded at the same time. The lyrics just came at the same time, and I just wrote it. You know, and it was just an inspiration of experience.
Yeah.
You know, I call it experience. You know, when you lose somebody that you love, and or you think about losing somebody. You know, and it's
but that's quintessential, Brian. Like that's you. That's your core.
Yeah,
that's the base for you. R&B.
Definitely, man. I you know, I've stopped trying to be apologetic about it or trying to justify what I do. I love R&B, man. That's just what it is.
Is this what we're going to see throughout the album?
Definitely, definitely. We have songs that I do with Mpumi Dlamini, one of the best producers.
He's amazing, man.
Woo!
He's
one of the best producers in this country. It's just he's underrated. And we did a song called Can I. Cool, man. If you think about Motown, 80s, gospel-sounding kind of love song, it's that kind of vibe. And it's just true to the sound, you know? I have songs that I've done live in studio. I have a song with Reason as well called Home. And it's just, it's brilliant. I'm loving the process. I'm loving doing the music.
I like the fact that you've been very brave. It's about the music. It's not about trying to appeal to a specific audience.
No.
Because this is what they feel like listening to at the moment. You're just making great music.
I love making music. Whatever music it is. If I'm sitting right now on this, you know, in the studio and something comes up, whether it's in Zulu, whether it's in Sotho, it's going to be R&B. That's what it is.
All right. We also have Slaker who's still hanging out with us, fortunately, for a few minutes before he heads out. Slaker, let's look at the overview of the music. I think let's have some kind of projection on 2016. What do you think is going to happen? Are there going to be any culture shocks in as far as music? We saw a wave of hip-hop artists that came through just towards the end of the year, last year, and we just saw a new appreciation for original content as well. What do you think is going to happen in 2016?
If I knew, I wouldn't be excited about life. So I just want to let it roll out, and I want to be a part of the surprise, a part of the shock, part of the excitement. That's what life is about, you know. I don't want to prophesize much.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Dude, no, come on. There has to be some predictions at least from your part, based on what you saw last year.
I think that I just like to keep those things to myself.
Okay.
Because I might be so right, and then people are gonna say that it's my fault. So,
okay. I have a feeling.
I'd like to keep some things.
I have a feeling they're controversial. I don't know why.
It's a balance, you know.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
Are you gonna surprise us and put out a single?
I'm actually writing, which is the first step.
You have been writing that.
I've been writing for 5 years. I've actually got a full album that's never been released, actually.
Okay.
I'm speaking to some guys who I really like their sound. Some young guys, some new guys also. I really like their sound, and I want to be in studio with guys who love music, you know. Because there's no other reason for me to do it except the love. So I want to be. So some guys are in it because they gotta sell. They gotta be commercial. But I want to be with guys who just love music, who just sit there and we just fight over the music. So I think I got some cool guys. They're prominent in their own right. They're doing great things right now. So until I've gone, I'll start saying who it is. But like, yeah, you know, I just want to be in that space.
Now that you're conquering this online space, when you do put out the music, are we going to be seeing you pushing it more On that front,
yeah,
are
I mean,
you
look,
go for physical courses?
My thing is that, you know, I mean, I like now, because we've built an online store, we've built like the website, I've always said I want to be in a position where when I drop my stuff,
yeah,
I already sell it in my store.
Okay.
When I already promoted on my website,
yeah,
I already, like, if I got merchandise, I sell the merchandise in my store. And then if it picks up, you know, if radio picks it up, they pick it up. But I'm not going to be in a fight to try to get my music on radio, because it's just going to be for those that just love music and that are just curious of the music. I am not in my squatter camp or slicker phase where, you know, I have to be commercially successful with my music. But I'm in my human phase where I gotta do what I love.
Okay, all right. So then I'm in good hands then. Two artists who want to do music for the love of music. Speaking of making music, before you leave, sir,
yeah,
it's only fair that while Brian Temba is here and Junior is here on keys, we establish some kind of magic in the studio. Junior is gonna play keys. You decide if you like them. One of you will do the hook and one will do a verse or two, and we'll put together a magical song, hopefully. This is WOC,
yeah,
and in the studio, I've got Slick, I've got Brian Temba, and Gina is on keys. Gina, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Noah.
We also have Noah in the studio, as you can tell, causing a ruckus in the studio.
Okay, right. enough B.
So are we happy with what Junior is playing? Are we paying attention?
Yeah, we are. Brian is producing a song.
Right? Yeah, man.
He's already doing the beatbox.
That's the idea.
Hey, man, that's you. You know. I'm going to follow you, man.
Are you going to follow me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I gotta go now. Gotta go now. I got my boy on the left side. He be on with the headphones on his ears. His name is called Noah. And he's disrupting the place to be, and he's laughing at his daddy. I say, what's up with that? Huh? Give me a punch here. You know, we out here, we just chilling in the studio, Cliff Central. It's all nice, alright, doing it for the real. First time I actually bring my boy to a studio, a radio studio, so this is his debut. That's why he's acting a little confused. I mean, hey, a little bit amused too. And he's shouting and he's got his teeth out. And this was the first week he went to school, so that's why he speaks all funny and he looks all dirty. He just hit 7. He got his first uniform. He's making it. He's my number one. And you know how we go. Brian, throw it at you.
There's a first time for everything. I can take you here, everywhere, for the first time. But you'll be a part of me, yeah. There's a first time for everything. I can take you here and there. But you with me, yeah.
You know the first and the first time. It's the first time on radio this year. First interview for O'Neal this year.
Oh.
It's the first for everything. First for Noah in the studio.
Yeah.
We're gonna switch on his mic. Can we switch on his mic? He's making himself deaf. Are you done? Say something. Sing something. Sing something for us. Sing. Go. Sing on the beat.
Mr. Pickles.
Yeah, you know how we do it. Mr. Pickles. Cut you with the sickle.
You know,
come here, let me tickle.
Mr. Pickles. There's a first time for Mr. Pickles. Wherever he is, everybody's smiling. Oh, everybody's laughing. There's a first time for everything. Mr. Pickles, I make you laugh.
Boom, Mr. Pickles!
Thank you. That's Noah dropping the ad libs like Puff Daddy in the background saying Mr. Pickles. Right. And we out.
Right, so certainly we have to say goodbye to Slicker. Listen, man, thank you very much for coming to hang out with us. Can you promise us that once your project is ready, you'll come back and hang with us?
Oh, yes.
Is that a promise?
It's going to be beautiful music, though. That's all I know.
Okay.
I like that, Brian. Your song is dope.
Thanks, my brother. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Is it going to be this year?
Yeah, look, I was hoping that I could just fly out to those cats like in Feb.
Okay.
Get it together, maybe have something ready by April, you know. I gotta feed this beast. It just wants to.
No, it's obviously you have to. Now, in just a few seconds,
yeah.
Quickly remind us of the movement. You said you've got a movement. You even bought time on Instagram. Remind us what that's about.
So it's Save Ourselves by Schooling Ourselves. It's on my website. If you go to slickonlife.co.za, there's a tab written on Life Store, and there's a Save Ourselves by Schooling Ourselves. It's just essentially saying, let's take back the power to ourselves by actually taking care of ourselves. You can donate anything from 10 rand, 20 rand to 500 rand. And whatever we raise, Boston City Campus matches it up, and we just basically take kids to school. So it's really a 10-year plan. In 10 years, I want to speak to Boston to ask them how we can build a school, because that's how much money that I want us to build. And then in 15 years, at least, we start paying for those teachers in that school. So it's always going to be on, you know, as long as I'm alive and beyond, because, you know, we're trying to build it beyond us, you know?
Thanks a lot, Slicker. When we come back, K2 joins Brian Temba. We continue with the show.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill Central, OOC, OOC. O'Neill on P Central, OOC, OOC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
This is CliffCentral.com.